I think that's a euphemism for I don't hear a single. Something like that.
Well, I hear a single.
I always do. But, you know, the radio in my head is quite different.
An A&R guy once told Eleni Mandel she was too qualified for a record deal. That was over a decade ago. And she stuck to the ideal of making music she wants to hear ever since. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Eleni Mandel is an L.A.-born and bred songwriter who's remained more of a critic's fave than a household name for her decade-plus career. But she admits to being the kind of artist who focuses more on the small stuff than the big picture. And that attention to detail more than pays off on her latest album, Artificial Fire. Subtle changes from her last few records include Eleni on electric guitar and guitarist Jeremy Drake adding his own choice licks for the first time. What stays the same is the solid craft of Mandel's songwriting and the fluidity of her sound. At one point, rough-edged and rock, the next, wistful and sweet. We can thank the French for the title of the album, but two words to describe the songs? Well, that even stumped FUV's Claudia Marshall.
I wouldn't want to be your A&R guy, I gotta say. Seriously, because you've got punk rock on here.
Yeah.
One writer describes you as a, I love this, noir slash soul chanteuse. That's pretty close, but then you...
Yeah, they're missing a little bit of the grit.
Well, you bust into a song like that, and then I don't know what that is, you know.
I think it's just rock and roll.
Exactly. Exactly. But X, obviously, a very big influence on you. What else? What's some of the other stuff that really helped
you? Well, I discovered X when I was about 13 or 14 years old, and then a couple years later, I discovered Tom Waits. And the combination of the two, I think, is why I'm here today.
Man, yeah. Tom Waits at 15 years old, that's a pretty potent discovery.
Yeah, it was exciting. I didn't know people could sing like that. I didn't know that was called singing.
It's not everybody's cup of tea.
I used to work for my dad, who's a dentist, and would put on Tom Waits while they were getting their teeth drilled. Didn't always go over.
I guess it would depend on whether they had the gas or not, right?
Takes a special kind of dental patient to appreciate that.
It wasn't the time, it was the color. Tastes far away, feels like gray. The sound, I'll miss it forever. The summer always empty and yellow. He kissed me that day by the pizza place. I felt so forgettable. One look, one look, one look, and you'll remember. One look, one.
Let's talk a little bit about the title and what a great metaphor it is. Well, you tell me.
Fireworks, falling in love, artificial fire, not quite working out. Whereas the director of the video for the same song, Manny Marquez, said, it's more like Labor Day than the 4th of July.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
two and very different holidays.
A translation from English, fireworks, into French, feu d'artifice, and then back into English, kind of warped.
So in other words, the way of saying fireworks in French is to say artificial fire.
Well,
loosely translated.
Yeah. There's a little mistranslation in there, apparently. Someone was kind enough to point out. But
they always do, don't they?
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
He's French.
Yeah. Well, they... But I love the idea of artificial fire and...
Yeah, I really loved all of the layers of meaning and just the sound of the two words together.
Is there anybody counting this mathematical equation? Could there be another answer? Could I change his mind, or could he change mine? Why can't there be? Montreal, with his clothes on the floor, and
That's Artificial Fire from Eleni Mandel and her band, recorded live at FUV. Hear the whole interview and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.